Hey everybody, I'm Andrew.
Hey guys, I'm Suzanne.
And we're back with another Culips episode.
Yay!
If you want to learn English for everyday use, you've come to the right place. At Culips, we help make English understandable. By listening to our podcast, you can learn natural expressions and conversational structure. If you're interested in learning more about Culips and what we do, check us out on Facebook or our website, culips.com. That's C-U-L-I-P-S.com. Thanks for listening. We hope you enjoy this episode.
Today, we're going to do a Chatterbox episode, and this is where we have a natural conversation about a topic that we find very interesting and we think you will find interesting too. And today we have a good one. We are going to talk all about Suzanne's trip to Central America.
Woo-hoo!
Because Suzanne, you recently visited Costa Rica.
Yeah, I did. I wanted to sing, in the jungle, the mighty jungle, the lion. But yeah, I was in the jungles, the mountains, the rainforest, the waterfalls, the coast of Costa Rica.
Right on. This is a country I've always wanted to visit because it seems so beautiful, but I've never had the chance yet. So I'm going to have to live through your stories here.
I will make them absolutely divine so that you go there soon, Andrew, because I think you would really love it there.
Okay, well, today we'll find out all about it, but let's start at the start. It's always,
yes,
you know, a nice place to begin. So why did you go to Costa Rica?
I went to Costa Rica because two of my friends were getting married and decided they wanted to get married in a small wedding, and they wanted a destination wedding. Mm. So at first they wanted Mexico, but they chose, this really beautiful place in Costa Rica on the Pacific coast.
So on the west side of the country.
Yes.
Okay.
And in fact, if you see a map of Costa Rica on the Pacific coast, there's also a spot where you, there's like a little bit of a peninsula. So we were on that west side of the peninsula in order to have the wedding. So we actually had to take a ferry. So we rented two big 4x4s because you're driving on some roads that are not always paved. And up mountains and down mountains. So you need a sturdy car. And we put the car on a ferry and then took the ferry to this peninsula. Then once we got off the boat, we drove another hour to this location for the wedding. The wedding was in the middle of the vacation. So the first part of the vacation was in the inland part of Costa Rica in the mountains. So it was sometimes cool and sometimes really, really rainy because it was the beginning of the rainy season.
So you said that you went for a destination wedding.
Yes.
And so correct me if I'm wrong, but a destination wedding occurs when a couple wants to get married somewhere different, somewhere far away. Like you said, Mexico or Hawaii.
Somewhere other than their home, somewhere other than where they're from.
And it's usually in a tropical place, right? You don't hear of people going to Greenland for a destination wedding, or perhaps you could.
I've had a few friends go to Scotland. Maybe their family is Scottish, but they don't live there. Or a friend got married in Italy, but she was not Italian or from Italy. So those would be considered destination weddings as well.
Yeah, because I think a lot of couples, they look at the costs of throwing a big wedding at home And I think the average price of a wedding is something insane, like somewhere between $30,000 and $50,000 for, you know, a big wedding.
With 100 or so people, you know?
And so the couple decides, why should we spend $50,000 for a wedding here? We can go somewhere really cool and have a smaller wedding with just our very close friends and very close family and spend less or maybe the same amount. I'm not sure. Depends on how fancy you want to go.
Exactly.
But yeah, so this is popular these days, the destination wedding.
Yes. And this destination wedding was also inspired by not having as much stress, you know, to plan a wedding can be really stressful in North America. Mm-hmm. I think we tend to, in North America, you know, want all the flowers and this and bows and things and tablecloth and chairs and everything costs money. It's definitely a big business here in North America. Mm-hmm. And everything you add, it's like cha-ching, 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 adding up.
It adds up.
Yeah. So this was also a way to have less stress and just really enjoy the moment and the meaning of the wedding. And finally, they plan on having a big party for their family members and friends here in Montreal that weren't able to come to the destination wedding.
So they'll have a party for everybody when they get back, but the destination wedding is just for the inner circle.
Yes, exactly. And we had 2 weeks together.
Oh, wow.
So it was four couples.
So you were there for 2 weeks.
I was in Costa Rica for 2 weeks, which is rare. I never take a two-week vacation. It was a really nice change of pace, and I needed that relaxation for sure.
Yeah, that's great. So when I think of Costa Rica, I immediately think of tropical jungles, mountains, and, you know, I'm a fan of wildlife and animals.
Yeah.
So I got to ask you, did you see anything really interesting, any really strange or scary or beautiful wildlife?
I did. So it was absolutely gorgeous to drive through the mountains. Just like you said, it's lush and green. And when you're driving up the mountains, it looks like thousands of broccolis that you could take your fork and eat them. It's just so lush.
And very dense vegetation.
Dense, yeah. So many waterfalls and really great hiking as well. We saw so many animals. I got to hold a toucan.
Whoa.
On my arm.
Whoa.
I know. I have a picture that I'm going to post for you guys.
Was this a trained toucan? Or did it just happen to fly out of the jungle and land on your arm?
This was a trained toucan. However, there were moments where I thought it was going to go rogue and do something a little snippy.
Well, they've got quite the beak, don't they?
They do. It's really big. It's like about 10 inches long or something.
Wow.
Yeah. But it's beautiful. We did see some wild toucans also. I saw wild parrots flying in the sky, red ones. You know the red ones?
The big one, like the macaw parrots?
Exactly.
Holy.
And they say that in the sky. They're like, "Kraw, kraw," like they're really loud, and they're flying in groups of two and four. And we saw wild monkeys. We saw three different species of monkeys. Howler monkey.
Whoa.
Yeah. In the morning, they would wake us up. They really have this crazy yell. At first, I thought somebody was hurt. And then they told me it was the howler monkey. I saw another kind of monkey, but I'm not going to remember the other two names right now.
Oh. Wow.
I saw a black eagle.
A black eagle?
It was so
very
big.
Very interesting. Yeah. They are huge, aren't they?
He was like half my body size, a bird.
Yeah.
and he was so majestic and beautiful. I think it was a he. I'm saying he, but anyway, we saw so many lizards and iguanas, and I saw an anteater.
No way.
Yeah. I saw two different kinds of sloths. So those,
no way.
Yeah, these are all wild animals. We took.
Yeah, you didn't go to a zoo.
We did go to a habitat once in the beginning, but at the end of the trip, we did a really cool tour in a very wild place, a part of Costa Rica where they do a tour, but it's you're in the jungle. You have to bring water. You can only access it by a boat. It's very, you know, a wild environment. And it's called Osa. It's the Osa Peninsula.
Okay.
And it's called Corovado. And that's where we saw the eagle, the monkeys, the sloths. We saw the anteater. We saw a tapir. Have you ever heard of a tapir?
I think it's similar to a monkey, no?
No, it's actually, if you think, it's like a big, a little bit bigger than a baby elephant. So it's like really heavy and big.
Whoa.
It has a smooth body like a pig.
Yeah.
But it's black. And it has a long snout, kind of like an anteater, but big ears like a mouse. So it's like a humongous looking mouse anteater elephant.
How do you spell that? T-A-P-I-R?
Yes.
Tapir?
Tapir.
Oh, I'm just looking at a picture of it right now.
And we saw one sleeping. He was sleeping like just about a meter away from us.
It's a very interesting animal.
It's very
strange.
I've
never heard of this before. Yeah, it looks like...
I can post some pictures of all these animals.
It's a little bit horrifying.
Yeah, he was for sure not what I was expecting.
There's some funny pictures of these tapirs. They're a little bit cute and a little bit frightening. I'm not sure how I feel about it.
Yep. Ours was sleeping, so it was more cute than frightening. But there, I definitely was not expecting a large mouse-looking kind of...
creature.
Yes, creature. And also, I got to go horseback riding. Ooh. And
on the beach?
Yeah. No. Oh, we saw a wild horse on the beach. He was just a wild horse, and we fed him some grass. But that was not when I was horseback riding. That's a different day. When we did make it to the Pacific coast, we saw on the beach a wild horse just hanging out on the beach. And he was really funny.
Wow, that's great.
He was kind of following us. We got a little scared. But he was beautiful. I have some pictures of him as well I can post. I went horseback riding at a place called Smiling Horses, and my horse was named Asira, and she was tall and brown and just so beautiful and so sweet and kind. And I was happy about that because my last experience with horses, I was in France and I almost got thrown off the horse. So it wasn't a good experience.
Yeah, that's no good. That can be quite scary.
It was really scary. I was screaming. I was like, get me off, get me off. It wasn't a good experience for either of us, me nor the horse.
Right.
However, this time, the horse was so sweet and so gentle, and they taught me some basic commands, and we really got in sync, and I felt very comfortable, and she even galloped and ran a few times, and that was super fun. It was actually exhilarating. And the horse trail that we were on went up to a mountain, to the top of a mountain. You couldn't really walk there because of the rocks and the hiking. It would be too treacherous. So it was kind of neat to be on a cliff on a horse where you're seeing something you wouldn't be able to see on foot. And I kind of felt like I was in a movie, you know?
Yeah.
Like on this beautiful cliff on a horse. I felt like I should be in a film or something. It was very fun. And it eased my attention with horses. That was great.
Right on.
I have a fun picture of her too. And then we did zip lining. Have you ever tried this?
I was going to ask you about this because my brother visited Costa Rica.
Mm.
And while he was there, he did a lot of extreme sports.
Okay.
He's an extreme sports kind of guy. So in my head, when I think of Costa Rica, one of the first things that pops up is extreme sports. So I was curious, did you do any? And I guess zip lining, yeah.
It's not really extreme.
It's semi-extreme. Yeah. It falls into this category, I think.
One of the lines that we were traveling on was 1 kilometer with no stop.
Whoa.
So that's pretty intense. And it was above a bunch of mountains. So it was pretty, and it was a 360 view. That was pretty intense. And then also there was a part where you jumped off a cliff and you held onto a rope. And I don't know why, but for me, I don't get scared. Like everyone else screamed when they jumped off holding the rope. They were like, ah, it was called the Tarzan jump. And you just hold onto the rope and you're like, It's attached to your harness, but you have to jump. So it's a weird feeling to actually be jumping off into, you know, a free fall. And then you swing back and forth for a while, kind of like a bungee jump, you know. And for some reason, I wasn't scared. I'm very okay with that kind of stuff. I don't know why. But everyone else was screaming. Yeah. And but so... What other extreme sports did your brother do?
Well, yeah, I think he may have done bungee jumping. And what else did he do? I think some sort of windsurfing.
Oh, yeah.
Or something involving a parachute. He may even have done skydiving.
Yeah, they have skydiving there. Yeah.
Yeah, I think he did that as well. And so he's very different from me because I'm not an extreme sports enthusiast. You know, I like to keep it safe, but yeah, he enjoys doing these crazy things.
He would get along really well with my boyfriend. I'll do a few crazy things, but I'm pretty much okay with keeping my feet on the ground. Also, in this case, we were with a group. So it was my boyfriend and I, and then a group of 6 other people. So we had to really agree on the activities. Not everyone was into extreme sports. So we did kind of like a taste of everything. Like the guys went to a coffee plantation and they brought back raw chocolate, which was really good.
Wow.
And raw sugar. That was really
good. Wow.
Yeah. And I was really into the artisans and the little boutiques around that were filled with crafts and things made by local people.
Yeah.
And I bought a really nice tapestry that's handmade to put up on the wall. And also, they call them Pura Vida bracelets.
Pura Vida.
Pura Vida. Okay. That's the slogan. Pura Vida of Costa Rica. And they make these really nice bracelets, like kind of friendship bracelets when you were a kid, but they're really good at them. And they're fun to collect them and give them as gifts. So that was really fun to kind of shop around for handmade objects and handmade crafts.
That's awesome. Well, Suzanne, we're almost out of time for today. But I'm going to ask you just a couple rapid-fire questions here before I let you go, off the hook.
I'm ready. Yeah.
So, quickly, best food in Costa Rica?
Ooh.
Tough question,
probably. Okay. The typical food there is casados, which is good. It's just really basically like a fish or something like that, like on the plancha, like the la plancha. And it's with rice and beef. It's just like a complete meal. That's really good. But my favorite thing from Costa Rica, it's not really a meal. It's the incredible fruit.
Ooh, yeah.
They just have delicious, delicious fruit, papaya, coconut, you know, drinking out of the coconuts, the pipa. These and really delicious fruits and lisano. Mm-hmm. Lisano is a sauce that they put on everything and it's so good. It's like a pseudo spicy sauce, a sort of spicy sauce. Yeah. Ooh, that's good.
Rapid fire question number 2. Did you see any volcanoes?
No. I didn't. The weather did not allow us to see the volcano. There was too much fog, and we weren't able to climb the volcano where we were staying.
Rapid fire question number 3. Is the Costa Rican coffee worth the hype?
Yes, Andrew. It is. It is worth the hype.
As you're holding your cup of coffee right now.
Yes, it is very good. And I'm drinking it right now. I bought a big bag of espresso beans. And let me tell you, it's some good coffee.
Awesome. And final rapid fire question. Would you go back?
Yes, I would go back. I would go back again without a big group of people, maybe with just my boyfriend or one friend, and I would do more activities. I would definitely do surfing and maybe diving and other activities I wasn't able to do this time. Yes, I recommend it.
Well, you've certainly got me thinking about visiting Costa Rica one day. It sounds like you had a really exciting and special time. And yeah, I hope one day I can visit that neck of the woods because I haven't been, no, I haven't even been to Mexico. In North America, it's just been Canada and USA. So definitely it's on my bucket list to head down south.
Yeah, I can definitely give you some good recommendations in Costa Rica.
Right on. Well, I want to thank everybody for listening today. We hope you enjoyed the episode. And we'd really appreciate it if you could do us a huge favor by visiting iTunes and leaving us a 5-star review. It will help us get the word out about Qlips. And also, if you could tell your friends to check us out, that would be great.
Yeah, because when you review us, it helps other people find Qlips. And other people may need Qlips.
That's right. That's right. It makes it more accessible to everyone, makes us more visible, and it really does help.
Yeah.
As well, our website is qlips.com. That's Qlips.com. And if you like Qlips, you like listening to these episodes, and you find that it's helping you study English, then you may want to consider becoming a Qlips member because you will get access to our learning materials. These are special study materials that we design to go along with each episode, and it will just really help you maximize your studies, and I think it's a great way to study. So check that out on the website, qlips.com.
Thanks, everybody.
Yeah, we'll catch you next time. Bye-bye.
Peace.